I'm Dodie George.
Hi, Dodie.
I'm Dodie Crane. Danny Barish's mother.
Dr. Danny Barish's mother?
Yes, I am.
For real?
For real, sir. For real. I brought him up. He's my son. And I have a lot to tell you.
Well, go ahead and start, Dodie.
Well, number one, his PhD is for real. I seen it. I had it in his bedroom in our home on the wall. And my lovable daughter-in-law took it off the wall, and she was going to make some copies, she said, and she never brought it back. So in August or so, I got a hold of a tape that she went on the internet and confirmed that she had stolen it off the bedroom wall.
Now tell us a little bit. Let's go back a little bit with your son. Why did he really change his name?
Why did he change his name?
Yeah.
Was because supposedly was supposed to be for the children. And also she has threatened me of doing so much that you wouldn't believe, and she made up stories, and my son's head is all screwed up right now.
Now, let me ask you, Dodie, where is he now? I don't mean
where
specifically, but I mean, what state is he in? What's he doing?
I don't know. I have not seen my son since 1993, October 5th. We're not allowed to see him. We're not allowed to talk to him. All I know is periodically we get hang-up phone calls, and we know it's him.
So you have not seen your son for 11 years?
That is correct. That is correct. Unlike we're not allowed to see him.
Well, I thought that he had an agreement with the government, and he was free to go on his merry way.
Nah, and would you really believe that, George, that he is free to go? I mean, he's been working for them since 19... I don't have the exact date here in front of me, but he was approached at UNLV, and that was when he was going to college.
Well, you know, I've got to say this to you as we talk about this, Dodie. When Linda Moulton Howe did a report on Dan...
Yeah.
I challenged him to at least come forward, take a lie detector test, because she believes that he was going to be able to freely come and go as he pleased.
Yeah.
And we never heard from him.
No. You know what? He was seen one time at Sam's Town. You know Ron Gardner?
No, I do not know him personally.
You know, I know him personally. He's seen him at Sam's Town. He was with another fellow, and the minute that they both seen and recognized Danny, two suits and Danny ran out of Sam's Town. He's not allowed to talk to anybody. This kid here was injected in the neck in 1993 also. It was like in August, September, he was injected. He started acting so strange that we didn't even know our own son.
Well, as you know, this is a very weird case.
It is it's weird, but let me tell you, he has worked at Area 51 because I have as much as taken him to Nellis and to the airport and saw him get on plane.
Okay, now what do you think of this, though, Dodie? Dan claims that he talked to an alien face-to-face at Area 51.
I believe that.
You do believe that?
I believe that. 100%. If he said he did, he did.
Was he ever, when you did have a chance to talk to him, was he ever afraid? Did his voice crackle or anything like that?
Oh, at times. Yes, when he got home from Area 51, he would be as white as a sheet. He was like all nerved up, and it was just unreal. I mean, he said, can't talk about it. If you knew what I know, he says, you'd tell his dad. He says, you'd go nuts.
And now how old is he now?
He's going to be 41 February 2nd of next year.
Okay, and is he still married to the woman who took
I guess.
You don't like her, do you?
Well, why should I? She has accused me of, she has put in his head that I pulled a gun on him.
What do you mean you pulled a gun?
She said I pulled a gun on her.
On her?
On her. And then she's tried to accuse me of trying to steal her two children that are not Danny's to begin with. She's tried to accuse me of doing that. She tried to run me over in the car in the parking lot.
When's the last time you saw her?
The last time I saw her was in 1998.
All right, so she's basically out of your life now, too.
The only reason why I've seen her was because she almost ran me over in a parking lot at the supermarket.
Did Dan have any children with her on his own?
Danny cannot have children.
He can't?
He cannot have children. So those two kids, the first kid is hers. She was involved with somebody. I don't know.
Why can't he have children? I mean, what happened to him?
Well, Danny had a lot of problems, medical problems, when he was younger.
So you don't believe it's some kind of government sterilization of Dan Burrish or anything like that?
No. Right. He had problems. He had a lot of steroids put in him, and he was told by the doctor that he would never be able to produce any children.
Who's in the background?
That's my husband.
Dan's dad.
Dan's dad.
When Dan first got his job at Area 51, did he say anything to you about it?
Sure. He came home. He was all excited. He came home from the university, and he said, you know, Mom, I've been dealing... Mom, he'd tell his dad a lot more than me. He'd say, you know, I met these two guys, and their suits and military... And then he come home one day, and he says, I signed a piece of paper for life. And his dad just went ballistic on him. He says, do you know what you signed? You know?
And at that point, he really hadn't seen aliens yet, hadn't seen spacecraft yet.
No, not at that point.
Did he ever tell you about those cases, spacecraft, aliens?
He told his dad.
He did?
Yes.
Would your dad would his father come on the phone now?
Well,
your husband?
His dad is not well, okay? His dad is not well at all, and with all of this going on, it's been worse on him.
Well, I'm sure it doesn't make him feel any better, that's for sure.
No, because he's our only son, and not to be allowed to be able to see your only son. And I wrote a book, and I'm trying to get it published. I wrote a book about his life growing up, and as far as I knew, we're at 1993.
Well, I had heard that you'd written one, but you were having problems finding a publisher, right?
Yeah, that's right.
What I had heard.
Yeah.
As far as you're concerned, Dodie, the story's true. The aliens, the spacecraft, all that at Area 51.
Yes.
Did he ever give you two pictures or anything like that of what might be there?
No, he never did.